The Gloria coal mine in Mpumalanga says rescue and recovery efforts to find the remains of a group trapped underground, or perhaps to find them alive, hopefully, only expected to resume next week when it's safe for teams to go underground again. Now, six people died during the underground explosion on Wednesday, while a group of suspected criminals was allegedly stealing copper cables at a shaft in the abandoned mine. EWN's Mia Lindeke is on the story for us. Mia, hi. What's the main reason this operation's been put on hold?
We understand from the mine management briefed us yesterday, saying that the rescue operations and recovery operations have been halted specifically because there is a toxic gas released, which obviously exploded on Wednesday, and it's very toxic. It's carbon monoxide, and before the team can actually realize and go underground and start with the operation, they need to make sure that it is safe for them to do so and to make sure that there is ventilation underground. Now, it's too dangerous at the moment, and they can't actually establish a ventilation underground because there is no power. Now, the men who are so unaccountable and so possibly trapped underground, they are actually, the police say that they are there to strip cables, copper cables. And as a result of that, they've also been cut up all their electricity supplies. So there's no electricity for the mine management in the first place to start with ventilation. I also understand that it will take them about 4 days to secure that ventilation underground, remove all the toxic gas, and then they can only start the rescue operation, which will also take them a further 2 days. So, Joanne, I think it will be, you know, up to about Thursday, if they're lucky, to actually finish with the operation if everything goes according to plan. But just to brief you, it looks like there is a twist of events, because mine management now claims that there's a group of workers at Gloria Mine, which has been placed under business rescue, who they are now refusing to allow the team to continue with this operation and to restore power, because they feel that they're using a lot of money for this operation while they're fighting for their salaries. Apparently, they have not been paid for more than 4 months, because obviously the mine, they don't have any money. But so at this moment, they're trying to find some funds to give to these workers so that they can start with a plan to resume with the rescue operations.
All right. Mia, I was hoping to explore the story with you a little bit more, but at this point we're struggling with the line to you. It's not perfectly clear. We are going to have a conversation a little bit later on in the program with one of the rescue operation individuals who's actually been trying to get down to the people in that shaft. It is Manus Faree, and he is the CEO of Mine Rescue Services. So we'll try and get further details from him on exactly how this is unfolding.